ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Chapter 1, verse number 16.
Na
tatha
hi
abhuman
rajan
na tatha bhagavan
rajan
puyeta
tapa
adibhi puyeta tapaya adibhi Sukadeva Goswami says already that kichit kevalaya bhaktya, simply by devotional service, vasudeva parayana, one has become attached to vasudeva. This stage is very difficult, but very easy also. For the simple person, it is very easy. And those who are crooked, demons, for them it is very difficult. So, in another place it is stated, in the first canto, Vasudevi Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Prayodita Janayati Asu Vairagyam Gyananta Jagahaitam. The whole idea is that we are in this material world that is miserable. Under the spell of illusion, we are thinking everybody. They do not know what is actually happening. What is happiness? But there is no argument for these rascals. They are thinking we are very happy. That is Maya's prakhipatmika shakti, covering illness. It's like you are seeing a hawk eating stool, but he is thinking that is very happy. But you are saying, they are going to lie, he's eating stool. And this is the position. Those who are advanced in civilization, for them eating of stool is unthinkable. But for the hogs and dogs, it is very palatable. This is the difference. It's like we are recommending no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. So somebody is thinking, then what remains to enjoy? Everything is finished. Life is finished. So according to different grades of person, the taste is also different. You cannot expect that the taste will be the same. One man's food, another man's poison. This is an English proverb. One man's food is another man's poison. Therefore, the society is divided. That is scientific method. Class. Chatutvarnang maya system guna karma vibhava. That is God's creation. Four classes men. And the fifth class is almost rejected. Up to fourth class. First class, second class, third class, fourth class. And below fourth class, from fifth class, they are not human beings. So, taste of different classes are different. But one thing is that in whichever class we may belong, if you take to Krishna consciousness, then you become one. The people are wanting unity. There is United Nations organization, but so long we keep ourselves on the material platform, there cannot be unity. That is not possible. Only in the spiritual platform that can be unity. So here it is said that Oghavan means sinful. Agha means sin. And Van means just like Bhagavan. Bhagavan means one who has bhoga or opulence or fortune. That is called Bhagavan. And just the opposite is called abhava. This is Sanskrit language. Bhagavan means the most upland, topmost place, Bhagavan. And abhava means lowest place. So here it is said that one has to become abhavan to the stage of Bhagavan. This is Krishna consciousness. Not to remain Bhagavan, but to become Bhagavan. Bhagavan, of course, means the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but those who are very, very advanced, recognized by Bhagavan, they are also sometimes called Bhagavan. Just like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Narada Muni, on their status, sometimes they are called Bhagavan. Nowadays it has become a fashion to become Bhagavan. So Bhagavan is not so cheap. Everyone is Bhagavan. But if he wants to become Bhagavan, or on the higher status, higher level, then it is recommended, let him take to the devotional service. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayajati Janayati Asu Bhairava. To become Bhagavan, not Bhagavan, but on the level, meaning high state, there are two things required. One thing is gyan, and one thing is vairagya. Gyan and vairagya. Because we are in this material world, miserable condition, but we have no knowledge that we are in a very miserable condition. That is our gyan. As soon as one understands that this is miserable condition of life, that was presented by Sanatana Goswami before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said he was minister and very opulent position, very good associates, because he was minister, so his associates are also very big men. But he desired. He desired. That is Vairagya. So why? To understand what is the aim of life. Tad-vijñānārthaṁ sā guruṁ eva abhijacche. He came to Chaitanya Mahāprabhu for understanding the value of life. So he presented himself that grammo vyavahare kahoye pandit. So, in this ordinary behavior, they call me pandit, learned. But Sattva-kari mani, I also accepted that I am pandit, learned. But actually my position is, I do not know what I am. I am such a pandit, such a learned. So we are in ignorance. We do not know, we are accepting this body as I am. So many animal propensities, animal condition. So if we remain in animal condition of life, then that is avamana. When one is in animal condition, that means more sinful. So we have to become sinless. That requires jnana vairagya. Jnana vairagya. So jnana vairagya can be attained very easily if one becomes a devotee of Krishna. Pāśadevi bhagavati bhakti yoga prayati. This is the verdict of all Vedic literature. That if one becomes devotee, then he will develop his original good qualities. Because we are part and parcel of God. So we have got good qualities. It is covered now by material contamination. That gold, gold is gold, but it is covered by mud, dirty thing. One cannot understand whether it is gold or something. So our position is like that. So when we are free from these dirty things, then our original life becomes manifest. That is called mukti. Mukti hitya annatharupam sarupena avasthiti. Mukti means now we are a differently contaminated situation. Roga mukti, there is a word. Roga mukti. One is suffering from fever. And when there is no more fever, it is called mukti. Similarly, we are suffering on account of this disease condition. This material life means disease condition. It is not our real, but they do not know. They do not know. They are thinking this is life. But this is not life. They have no information. So, this sinful life, suffering. Sinful means when we are sinful, then you suffer. So, by bhakti yoga, as it is stated in the previous verse, kevalaya bhakta. That's the same again being stressed. Natatha jagamanaragam puyeta tapaladibhi. Before explaining Bhakti Yoga, Sukadeva Goswami said that to become purified, general process is tapasā brahmacaryena samena dhamena va tyagena satta shauchabhya jamena niyamena va. These are the general process. But to overcome this general process, if one, that is already explained, that kāsthena, just like fog, is immediately developed if there is sunrise. And bhakti is so strong. Then he is again saying that puyeta tapo-ādhivi. If we practice tapo, especially in this age, it is very, very difficult. Tapo, tapasya, austerities. But if we take to Krishna consciousness, it becomes very soon available. Jatha Krishna Arpita Prana. Prana means life. And Arpita means dedicate. Krishna Arpita. If one dedicates his life for Krishna, Jatha Krishna Arpita Prana, Tatpurusha Nisivaya. Tatpurusha. It is impossible to dedicate our life to Krishna unless we serve the devotee of Krishna. Tat purusha seva. You cannot approach Krishna directly. That is not possible. You have to go through his devotee. Therefore, Krishna sends his devotee. Go and deliver. It's like Dhruva Maharaj. He did not know how to achieve the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But on account of his eagerness, he wanted to see God. because he is Kshatriya, that his mother said that God can only help you, my dear son, if you want to become king on the throne of your father, a better position, then only God can help you. I cannot help you. It is not. So he was determined, I must see God. So he went to the forest, but he did not know how to approach God. A boy of 5 years old already, he has got the determination. So Krishna saw that this boy is very, very determined, that who is sent his representative, Narada, go and train him. He is very eager. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Ratavi. You can enter into the devotional ceremony by double mercy. One mercy is Krishna. Another mercy is the spiritual master. Therefore here it is said, the same thing. Krishna Arpita Prana Tat Purusha Nisivaya. One cannot be Krishna Arpita Prana. One cannot dedicate his life to Krishna unless he has gotten the mercy of spiritual master. This is the way. You cannot get directly. That is not possible. Narottam Das Thakur says in many of his songs, Chaiya Vaishnava Seva Nistar Peche Keva. Without serving Vaishnava, who has got liberation? Nobody. Tadero Charano Sevi Bhakta Sane Bhas. Janame Janame Maur Eyo Vilas. Narottam Das Thakur says that I have to serve the Gurus, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and lead in the association of devotees. Tadero Charano Sevi Bhakta Sane Bhas. Narottam Das Thakur says, Janame Janame Maur Eyo Vilas. Our vilas, ambition should be how to serve Krishna through the disciplic succession, Guru, and lead in the association of devotees. This is the process. So we are opening so many centers all over the world. This is the policy, that people may take chance of associating with devotees and the chance of serving the Vaishnava. Then it will be successful. Therefore here it is said, Bhakti Yoga means not only dedicating life to Krishna, but also to serve the Vaishnava, Tat Purusha. Tat Purusha means to serve a person who has dedicated his life to Krishna. two things, dedication to Krishna and dedication to the devotee of Krishna. So in this way, if we advance, then it is very easy to become free from this material contamination. That is stated, natatha jagavanarajan puyeta vajayadi. Vajayadi, it is general process, but it is very, very difficult, especially in this age. So if we simply take this course, that dedicate life to Krishna and dedicate life to Vaishnava, then our life will be successful. Thank you very much.